All those in favor of closing the hearing on the video, and a motion, and then a vote?
So moved.
Second.
Good, so, short discussion, that's it, Oliver. Hearing on the video closed. Now, how about a motion to reopen the hearing?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion, none, all in favor? We've gone through the legal process. Thank God for attorneys. Thank you. Yes, no. I had it written down like this, but I thought we were just going to kind of continue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, my name is Brian Rayback. I'm with Pierce Atwood here on behalf of the applicant. I'm joined tonight as the gentleman who was just speaking is Tim Garrity, the general manager for Grimmel. We also have with us tonight Jason Littlefield, who's the health, safety, and environmental manager for Sprague, back here to my right. Jim Theriot, who's the VP of materials handling for Sprague. And Tom Rolfson with Power Engineers. It might help to do a very brief reminder about what this project is all about. This is an application. It's a very simple project. It's an application for a laid-down area inside of the existing marine terminal at Mack Point. It's a highly developed bulk material facility with berths for two large ships, numerous oil tanks, and numerous material piles. The terminal is a secure facility. It has a manned gate 24/7 that requires approval to enter. In essence, Grimmel will bring ferrous scrap to the site for temporary storage on an existing storage pad. It will then be transferred to ships and exported for recycling overseas. There is no processing of any of this material that will occur on site. There is no retail access that will occur on site. What that means is the general public cannot show up to drop off material at the site. In the beginning, we anticipate at least 10 truck deliveries per day and maybe 6 ships per year. Those are estimates. Grimmel would lay operations over time to as many as 50 trucks a day and 12 ships a year. You should understand, however, that in 10 years operating out of Portsmouth, they never got to that 50 truck a day number, and so that is also an aspirational goal. They did do about 12 ships a year by the end of their lease. During the public hearing, we heard quite a bit and questions from the public, and as the chairman pointed out, we recognize we have the burden of proof here to show that we meet the standards in the ordinance. So there are a few things that we'd like to address, and we'd like to walk through some, you know, corrections of inaccurate statements, describe the project in greater detail, and answer some of the questions that were raised. One comment was that Grimmel was as a company was run out of Portland, and that's why it went to Portsmouth, New Hampshire. That's not true. Grimmel never had an operation in Portland. Another is that it was run out of Portsmouth. That's not true either. Grimmel operated for over 10 years with a lease with the Pease Development Authority, which runs the port there. That original lease term was extended, I believe, 5 times over the life of the project. This most recent time, the Pease Development Authority did choose to renew the lease. So nobody was kicked out, nobody was run out of town, simply the lease expired. That was a business decision for the PDA, the Pease Development Authority, as they now have a contract to use the port as a laydown area for the Sarah Long Bridge project, which we've heard anecdotally from people on site that it's worth as much as $15 million. So the Pease Development Authority made a business decision to go in a different direction.